Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Man, apparently everybody wants me to visit a certain farm south of Havre, Montana. I posted a simple question a couple hours ago. Now, this certain farm is empty most of the year. It's primarily used for photo ops anyway, so I'm sure they'd have room for us. But anyway, I just posted a simple question a couple hours ago. I said, hey, friends in Havre, Havre friends, Big Sandy friends, we will be in your neck of the woods in about 10 days. Where should we do some events from? Where should we do some events at? You know, because in about 10 days, we're going to be in the Havre area, in the Big Sandy area. They got the Fusion Fights are going to be taking place in Havre, and they're going to do a fundraiser to help the, I think, the wrestling team there and the volleyball team there at MSU North. And it's going to be a great time. It's been a great time as we've been traveling across the state for all the Fusion Fights. So I said, hey, where should we do some events from? And let's see. Brad Lawton says, oh, you got to go to Char's for breakfast for sure. That would be a cool spot. Yeah, because as I told Brad, I mean, I've heard that place is the cream of the crop, according to Montana's Secretary of the State. Tim and Savage says, wait a minute, you mean the senator isn't going to host you with a sit-down interview and take phone calls? Let's see. Brad Jackson says, hey, maybe you should do an event on the road in front of Lazy John Tester's house. Wait, will he be there, though, or will he be at the bistro? Kapow! Sipping, you know, vodka cranberries. I mean, if he's there, I guess we could try. Let's see. Maybe a farm next door to Tester, says Cherie. Then we could film him harvesting without a header or a crop. Cherie, well, what do you mean by that? Have you been seeing some campaign commercials that look a little odd there, Cherie? Robin says, hey, the Mint Bar in Big Sandy. What do you think, Big Sandy folks? That sounds like a really good time. You know, we did an event at the Mint Bar in Martinsdale. Need to do one in Opheim, too. What the heck? Why don't we do one at every Mint in the state while we're at it? Starting with Big Sandy. Well, we already did Martinsdale, or I'd say starting with Big Sandy. But, yeah, apparently a lot of people want me to do an event from John Tester's farm. Here's the challenge, though. See, John Tester's farm, well, A, he's not there most of the time. He's usually racking up $1.2 million in restaurant bills, sipping pink drinks, vodka cranberries at the bistro, cacao. So he most likely won't be there. And second off, he doesn't allow public access on his farm. Just like his environmental wacko buddies try to shut off our access to our so-called public lands, John Tester does not allow public access on his farm. I didn't see him come up on the Onyx app for block management or anything, but maybe he's changed that. I don't know. You tell me. Phone lines are open. Anything and everything you want to talk about, 406-294-0970.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's start with your phone calls here, 406-294-0970, or you can message us on our Montana Talks app as well. Yeah, we've had such a busy week so far. A lot of our coverage from the Trump rally on Monday's show. Then we had some guests on the show with us yesterday, and then more of our interviews from the floor of the Trump rally at the Brick Breeding Fieldhouse. So today, definitely want to leave the phone lines open for you, because I imagine you got something you want to talk about. In fact, I had an email from a listener in Wolf Point, a KBCK listener, say, hey, Aaron, I tried to get through yesterday, but yeah, I think the phone lines were all full. I couldn't get through. So I told him, I was like, well, call in right away today because we've got the phone lines open for you. So if you're somebody who couldn't get in yesterday, give us a call. Give us a call right now, 406-294-0970. Lee in Kalispell first up. Lee, good to hear from you.
Yeah, I'm from the Haver area many years ago, but when Custer was there, he didn't have a very good farm. He didn't know how to raise crops very well, and so I know that he put it into that program that where the federal government pays you not to grow, and I'm not sure. I know he had it in there for quite a few years. And I don't know if he still does or not. Maybe that's why he doesn't let anybody on his property, that he doesn't want to know that it's not, he's not growing anything out there. I don't know.
Well, you know, I don't know. I mean, there's some great farms and some great farmers that do have land, of course, in CRP, I think is the program you're probably thinking of, and still have a great farm and then still have some land in CRP, which a lot of the bird hunters like, of course, you know, with that, because it also helps support some of the bird habitat there. I think it probably has more to do with the fact that, you know, John Tester was just never much of a businessman. I mean, I don't know if you've seen this story at the national level, but the lack of private sector experience by Kamala Harris and her running mate, this wacky Walz governor of Minnesota who destroyed Minneapolis, who has destroyed Minnesota. But, I mean, they just have zero private sector experience. And so I don't know if it's that or if you know, John Tester just isn't that good at running a business. Whereas you've got Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy, who started incredibly successful businesses. Why do you think they're bashing him for being so successful after he got out of the military, after serving on several deployments overseas? Because he's been such a successful businessman. Yeah, thanks for the question, though, Lee. I appreciate the phone call. Gary in Bozeman next up. Gary, what's going on?
Hey, how are you doing today? I want to say thanks for what you do. I listen to you every morning. I just wanted to make a statement about that rally on Friday, man. I've been to a few of them, and every time I go, you go into a place that has 10,000 plus people, and you have no fear, no uncomfortability, nothing. You know, you just feel at home with that many people. It's just mind blowing to me. You know, That's all I gotta say. And I met you there up in front of the cameras there on the tow truck driver that came and said hi.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. No, and thanks for what you do. Thanks to all our tow truck drivers out there. Yeah, I remember meeting you. I get to meet you. I got to meet Steve the Plumber. I didn't know who he was on Twitter till he said hi, but I remember when he called in a while back. Remember when they were talking about how Joe Biden and Kamala Harris wanted to take away gas stoves and gas, gas water heaters and all this stuff. And he, as a plumber, called in and talked about how crazy that was and how it was going to deliberately drive up costs for Montanans.
Well, that's their goal. I mean, we all know that. I mean, they just want to break us.
Gary, I got to ask you, you mentioned going to several Trump rallies. Had you met or heard Tim Sheehy in person before, or was the Trump rally Friday night the first time you got to hear him speak in person?
That was the first time I met him. He was walking around the crowd. I got a picture with him and Zinzi. I got a Chick-fil-A sandwich from them guys. I mean, he's definitely got my vote, and he's got my family's vote for sure.
So what did you think? Because from what I've been seeing and hearing is, and I said this over a year ago, I said, look, folks, if you actually meet this guy, if you actually hear what he has to say, I've known him since he and his wife first got out of the military, just through the veteran circles and through the veteran entrepreneur circles. So I knew how impressive this guy was, right? But I told folks who were critical of him early on, I said, go talk to him. Go listen to what he has to say. And that's why he's convinced so many folks to support his campaign. And so, yeah, that's why I'm interested. What did you think after actually seeing him in person for the first time?
It was powerful. I mean, that guy knows what he wants and he knows what he's going to do. And, you know, and he talks to you like you're just like one of us, you know, which he is. I'm not saying he isn't. It's just, you know, you got other politicians that think they're better than all of us. But we talked for 10, 15 minutes there in waiting in line. So it was great. I definitely appreciate that guy.
Yeah, it's huge. Well, apparently you're not the only one. New poll numbers just came out. Gary, thanks for the call. New poll numbers just came out yesterday. the nonstop local TV news stations here in Montana commissioned their own poll starting August 10th, so just, what, 4 days ago, post-Trump rally, and Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy has widened his lead over Liberal Senator John Tester. According to this nonstop local TV station poll, Tim Sheehy now leads Democrat Senator Tester 51% to 45%. And when it comes to the economy, Sheehy has a clear lead on the economy when it comes to the trust of the voters on that topic. When it comes to immigration and the border, 56.2% of voters said Sheehy would do a better job compared to Tester at 39%. Okay, to the 39%ers out there, what about the last 3 years as John Tester and Kamala have been in charge of our border? What leads you to think they would be better on immigration when they have done what they've done?
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, good. I'm glad Cody called in from Wolf Point. Cody's who I got the email from, I think, just a few minutes ago. Hey, I tried to call into the show yesterday. Lines were full, et cetera. Couldn't get through. So I was like, hey, call back earlier. Sometimes, you know, you call in later in the show, especially, it's like, man, there's no open phone lines for you. We got an open phone line right now, 406-294-0970, and you can be in the queue. Real quickly, before I go to Cody and Wolf Point, actually, no, let's just go to Cody and Wolf Point. I don't want to lose him. Cody, what's going on?
Oh, not too much. Just out here listening. Hey, I want to kind of bring up, they call him Shady T. He came to the Reds this week, and everybody was talking bad about him and stuff. I just want to make sure that whenever all the natives are out there voting, to remember all them broken promises that Mr. Tester has promised all you guys. And so when you're at the polls this year, just remember that.
Yeah, you know, well, two quick things. First off, why would you support John Tester? I mean, we had a Fort Peck tribal council member testify on Capitol Hill, shut down the border, the fentanyl, the meth, it's flooding into our reservation communities because of the wide open southern border. So John Tester is responsible for that. John Tester is a big reason why our reservation communities are being flooded with fentanyl and families are being ripped apart. So why would you vote for the guy? I mean, even putting the empty promises aside, why would you vote for the guy that has deliberately flooded your community with these types of drugs and cartel operatives?
Exactly. You said it right. But they just keep saying it over and over, and that he's gonna do better for us here and that. But he's broken promises.
Broken promises is a great way to put it. You know, it's kind of like, Cody, you know, did you see that photograph of the Milk River completely dried up in one section of the Milk River? It was kind of going.
Yep, and then we listened to the ad of how John Tester and the Danes helped and they thanked him and this and that, but yet the picture, the Milk River slum dry.
Yeah, but you watch it in a few days or in the weeks ahead. There's going to be some big dog and pony show, politicians patting themselves on the back. Look at what we're going to do for the Milk River. The High Line is high and dry right now, and it's going to be for the next year. And this administration wouldn't even fund a temporary replacement to get the water flowing, but because it was going to I forget the tiny cost it was going to cost, but they are spending $500,000 a day on one migrant shelter alone on the southern border. They have all the money in the world for illegal aliens. They have all the money in the world for Ukraine and all these other countries, but sorry, Highline, you're going to have to wait for another freaking year.
Yep. Then it's the Ukraine. We don't do nothing up here.
Well, look, now, this is speculative because, you know, it's easy to say, well, had this happened back in 2006, then we wouldn't be in this mess we're in right now. But I remember in 2006, now I was working at the TV station. I used to work for Senator Conrad Burns. Remember how John Tester attacked Conrad Burns for bringing home pork barrel spending projects to Montana? He viciously attacked Conrad Burns for bringing the money home to Montana. You know, when Conrad was funding water projects in Montana, in your neck of the woods, like the Dry Prairie. Have you seen how big those Dry Prairie water towers are, by the way? Those things are massive. It's like, my goodness.
I used to work on them.
Did you? Wow. Yeah, when I was driving to Schmeckfest in Luster, I was like, holy cow, look at that water tower. That's pretty cool. Dry Prairie right across the side of it. I remember as a 20-year-old kid on Capitol Hill, seeing, you know, that money getting across the finish line. But my point is this, is that John Tester attacked Conrad Burns for spending when he was bringing home the bacon for Montana for water projects. And I just wonder, would the High Line be high and dry right now if Conrad Burns had won that election in 2006? Conrad Burns worked very closely with Mike Mansfield and Mike Mansfield's team. And even though Mike Mansfield was a Democrat, Conrad never forgot the High Line either.
That's correct. That is definitely correct.
All right, Cody, thanks for the call. Thanks for listening to KBCK. Great to hear from you. All right. 294-0970 is the number. Real quick, these numbers that I was going to share with you, and then we got another great fellow veteran on the phone lines here. Excited to see Larry in Missoula on the phone lines here. The numbers, let's see. When it comes to the economy, I think I have it on our Montana Talks website. I can't. Okay, I don't have that specific number. I'd have to go back and look at the nonstop local poll numbers. But on immigration, yeah, 56.2% of voters said Tim Sheehy would do a better job compared to Tester at 39% when it comes to immigration and the border. Gee, you think? You think? Again, all you have to do is look at what has happened in the last 3 years. And like John Brendan at Escobee, the former Republican state senator, and Democrat state senator out of Butte, the two of them co-authored a letter on the Keystone Pipeline. They said, John Tester, you have the power. You are in charge. It is a 50-50 Senate. One vote makes the difference. You have the power to get the Keystone XL pipeline across the finish line. And he didn't. He voted against it when it mattered the most. John Tester has had the power to secure our borders these last 3 years, and he hasn't. So who are the 39% of the people that think he would somehow be better on immigration? Larry in Missoula, thanks so much for the phone call. What's going on?
Good to hear from another Conrad Burns alum.
Hey, that's right.
As well as a veteran, yeah.
Yeah, you worked for Conrad, and then you were a Missoula County Commissioner back when we had Missoula County Commissioners that weren't insane.
Right, right. And I bang my head against the wall every day listening to these guys spend our money. I wanted to just give you a heads up because I know our time is short, but I've been working on a treatment for PTSD for about the last 8 or 9 months, and it's called the Reconsolidation of Traumatic Memories, RTM protocol. And the beauty of this treatment is, number one, it doesn't use drugs. Number two, in 3 to 5 90-minute sessions with a trained therapist, and these are private sessions, not group sessions, you can eliminate the emotions associated with traumatic events. And this works for both civilians and veterans, and the effective rate of this treatment is 90%. And the VA has not adopted this as a treatment for PTSD. And there's several reasons, and I think the fact that it doesn't use drugs is probably a big reason, in my opinion. But we've been working on this, and we've been able to get a proposal to train over 500 certified state therapists in this protocol, and so they can start treating both veterans and civilians throughout the state with this protocol to treat their PTSD. And there's so many positive outcomes from this. Number one, folks can get a good sleep, which is positive for their mental health. Number two, they can discuss these traumatic events without the emotions, so they can undergo, say, family counseling and job counseling and things of that sort to try to get their lives back on track. And I think because of the hopelessness associated with PTSD, the folks, this treatment can probably cut down the suicide rate in Montana. And so,
and the website,
folks in Glasgow or Wolf Point or wherever, if we can get this proposal before the House Bill 872 Commission, we can have an immediate impact on this, not building buildings or creating study commissions to file a report.
Creating buildings that are empty because they can't find the psychologists to man them. I see a web. I saw that ABC, one of the nonstop local TV stations, did a story about this, and the website they linked to is the RTM protocol, the RTMprotocol.com, RTM, what is that? Reconsolidation of traumatic memories. Yeah.
And yeah, they can, they have reviews and studies and personal histories, and we need those success stories in Montana. And
how do we get a hold of you? How can these veterans or their family members that want to look out for them, how can they get a hold of you to find out more or be a part of this potentially, Larry?
Well, if I could get some time on your program before the 26th of August, when the next meeting of this commission is set up, I can go into a little more detail.
Yeah. And we can do that too. But right, for those listening right now, in case they miss that program, how do they get a hold of you right now?
Okay, it's area code 406-239-7621.
239-7621. Okay, all right. Could they also go through that, the RTM protocol website as well, potentially?
Yes.
Great. All right. Well, Larry, thanks so much for what you're doing for your fellow veterans. God bless you. I had a fascinating discussion with some University of Montana traumatic brain injury researchers and what they're doing. And I think of it like electrical wires that need to be reconnected. And sometimes through speech therapy or different types of therapy, as they described it, you can restore those electrical connections in your brain and really help with a lot of this type of stuff. So very interesting. Thanks, Larry.
This is where Montana Talks at with Lane Nordlund.
A bipartisan group of U.S. senators want a fix for foreign-owned farmland disclosure processes. Senate Ag Committee members Chuck Grassley and Joni Ernst, both Republicans from Iowa, and Pennsylvania Democrat Senator John Fetterman are asking USDA to improve its process for foreign-owned farmland disclosures. The letter follows alleged inaccuracies posted online by the Farm Service Agency under the Ag Foreign Investment Disclosure Act. The senators say it's essential for the department to ensure that the information published on its website is accurate and reliable. The senators added that inaccurate information can have significant implications for various stakeholders and erodes public trust in the integrity of the reporting process. Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack says the current practice of manual entry, including the retyping of paper-filed reports into FSA systems, can lead to the publication of problematic and inaccurate information. In news closer to home, Montana's winter wheat harvest is 69% complete as of Sunday. That's 9 points ahead of the five-year average. As for spring wheat, it's just a tad bit behind, 22% harvested as of Sunday. That's 4 points behind the five-year average. The quality rating for that spring wheat is currently sitting at 8% poor to very poor, 34% fair, and 58% good to excellent. I'm Lane Nordlund.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana.
statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we got a lot of callers on the phone lines right now. 406-294-0970. Let's see, and then I'll check our military, or I'm sorry, I was reading some military messages here. I'll check our Montana Talks app here. Well, we got so many military veterans that listen to the show anyway, but I'll check our, let me just read this here. A listener in Trigo says this: acupuncture is extremely effective for PTSD. It does not require reliving the event, but can be used in conjunction with therapy. The VA covers it. Our listener, I don't know if our listener in Trigo is an acupuncturist in Eureka, but says there is an acupuncturist in Eureka. I'll tell you, I go to acupuncture a lot, and I highly recommend it. Yeah, it's crazy. You're like, how do those little needles do all that? It's weird how it helps. But yeah, I highly recommend. Let's see, Cara Burpee in Billings is an great acupuncturist in Billings, by the way. So shout out to her. Does a lot with the Boy Scouts as well. Her and her husband do a lot to help out the community. So just good people all around. All right, back to the phone lines we go here. Let's see. Jim and Roberts was next up. Jim, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah, what's going on?
Yeah, I'm just curious as to those folks that are still going to vote for Tester, regardless of how much damage he has done, if any of them would have the intestinal fortitude enough to call your program and tell us why. What do they see in him so that they feel that he's going to really continue to do a good job for the state of Montana, like he says he is, but he's not. He becomes kind of a pretty good Republican about 6 weeks every 6 years. So I think we should probably try to put somebody in that's going to be a Republican all the time.
Well, heck, Kamala Harris sounds like a good Republican right now. She doesn't want to tax. She doesn't want to tax tips for waiters and waitresses. She stole that policy proposal from Donald Trump. Well, then why don't you do away with taxes on tips right now? Your party's in power. You've got the Senate. You've got the White House. Go for it. Right. Nobody's stopping you.
Yeah, they could do anything they wanted right now. Okay, well, that was all that I had. Just was curious as to if anybody is still going to vote for Ted. It should be 70-30, my good grief.
Yeah.
But it's not going to be. It's going to be a tough, tough, tough race.
Well, I could see, and it all comes down to turnout, and that's the thing. That's why these polls, take every one of these polls with a grain of salt. It comes down to turnout. It comes to people showing up. And that's the key. That's why it's so important that Donald Trump's on the ballot, because people turn out for Donald Trump. They turn out like never before. And this will be the first time Donald Trump's ever been on the ballot, or when John Tester has been on the ballot, too. I could imagine there's some Tester supporters out there. OK, so case in point. So I've worked in the House of Representatives. I've worked in the Senate. And just very briefly in the House, more so on the Senate side. But first off, Jim and Roberts, thanks for the call. Great to hear from you. And one of these things that every single one of our congressional delegation offices typically does a good job at this. Does a very good job at this, right? It's called casework. You have a problem with a federal government agency and you're at your wit's end. So you reach out to your congressman or you reach out to your senator. And depending on the issue, almost all the offices are very good at delivering on casework. So I could see, let's say you're a conservative-leaning veteran out there, and you're having major problems with the VA, big problem with the VA. So somebody at the VA says, well, why don't you call Senator John Tester? And a nice staffer, I'm sure he has nice staff, they all do. A nice staffer, we may disagree on issues, but we can still be nice people. I'm sure a nice staffer then says, yes, let me help. I would love to help you out with your big, 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 big problem at the VA. And then ding, 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 a few weeks later, oh, it took some letter from a senator to finally get the bureaucracy in the VA to do the right thing. It's almost as if it's planned that way, isn't it? Almost as if it's planned that way, isn't it? But my point being this is that, so if you were that guy, you'd be like, oh, yeah, I know he's just as liberal as crazy Kamala and wacky walls. But he helped me with this one little case thing. We are going to lose our country. We're on the brink of World War III. We've got illegal aliens getting the benefits that our veterans should be getting. You've got VA employees helping illegal aliens with caseworker claims right now. But here's my broader point is this, which is these veterans shouldn't be having to call anybody to help them with all of the big, big problems in the VA. Because if John Tester, the chairman of the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee, was doing his job in the first place and fixing the VA instead of making it worse in the last 3 years, they wouldn't have to go beg him for help. But see, that's what politicians want. That's why they despise veterans like Tim Sheehy that are successful. Because they want you to be another victim. They want you to be dependent on the government, because if you're dependent on the government and you have to go begging them for help every time you need help, then you feel dependent on them. You feel like you have to vote for them instead of voting for liberty, instead of voting for freedom and voting for your constitutional rights. You're dependent on them, which is exactly how they want it to be. Let's see. Chris in Martinsdale next up. Chris, are you still there?
Still here.
Hey, Chris. Hey, Chris, great to hear from you.
Good. It's good to be here. My husband and I were discussing the last few days on these ads on the radio and what have you for, you know, from Sheehy and from Tester, and we were kind of upset about, you know, the false information.
Oh, I think you might. Oh, that was not me hanging up on you. Chris in Martinsdale, please call back in. I think you accidentally hung up there. That was not me, unless we hit the wrong button in the other studio. But Chris in Martinsdale, please call back. I had one line from our producer, Travis. Who supports Tester was the one line along with Chris in Martinsdale. But Chris, call back because we want to hear from you and what your thoughts are, what your question is, et cetera. Apologize that. Sounds like you might have hit the disconnect button there by accident. All right, next up, let's go to John Sinrud in Kalispell. John, what's going on?
Oh, not much. How are you doing here?
Hey, doing great. Better than I deserve, as Dave Ramsey would say, right?
Exactly. I understand that. There's an ad going out against Tim Sheehy in regards to privatization of healthcare system. All you have to do is look at the VA and all the other government programs for healthcare, and we all know that they're horrid. However, there's the individual within the ad that is approved by John Tester, and she is a lobbyist for 55, Big Sky 55 Plus, and that organization has received $60,000 from the 1613 Fund, which is a George Soros fund. John Tester has ties to George Soros and his Nazi money, where he created it all, as a Jew put out or given to another individual by his family to protect him during World War II. Understand that. Made sense. But he was a Nazi, counting money and a bean counter for the Nazis. And then if you go back to originally when John Tester was first elected, it was Forward Montana received $500,000 from George Soros. And then if you take it, all you have to do is follow the money. John Tester is a George Soros, Chuck Schumer stooge, and he is the third senator from New York or California or Illinois, and he does not represent Montana values. He was never a farmer. He may have a ranch or a farm that he inherited, but he was a band teacher. And then he went into the legislature. So tell me, does he have the ability to actually farm in the beginning of the spring or in the fall when school starts or in the spring when school is still in to actually ranch as the dedicated farmers and ranchers out there in Montana do? The answer is no. So it's a total ruse.
Well, Well, it's I mean, you know, it can be done. You can hire custom cutters, right? Have folks help out, everything like that. But he only uses this as a photo op at this point. He's totally sold out to K Street, number one recipient to lobby his cash. No matter what he was, even before 2006, look at what's happening to our country right now. But you're exactly right about the Soros money. The Soros money, the Schumer money. Look at all this money that is benefiting John Tester, and yet he is still losing in the polls. It's almost as if people just aren't believing and putting up with his phony BS anymore. They can smell that organic BS from a mile away, and they can see the weeds too, right?
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hey, by the way, not only did we have a great event at the Mint in Martinsdale, we enjoyed the Avalanche Ranch beef at the Mint in Martinsdale, but there's a great coffee shop and smoothie joint right down the street as well. So if you're making the drive there between Harlow and White Sulphur, you know, just a couple miles off the road, head into Martinsdale. Check out that great little coffee shop and smoothie joint as well. I'm glad Chris in Martinsdale called back in. Yeah, we lost you there, so thanks for calling back in.
Okay. Well, again, my husband and I had to put out an ad. One of his ads, we were talking about the ads on both sides and the false ones from Tester. And we thought it should include this list that my husband handwrote, and I'm going to try to read carefully if he'll let me. Hollywood industry plus the actors. Abortion business, you know, like the afterbirth abortions. LGBTQ gay rights with mutilating children stuff. I'm not necessarily against those people, but I am against those policies.
Yeah, you draw the line of kids, yeah.
Yeah, and let's see. I'm trying to read his handwriting here. It's really good. Anti-Israel Hamas supporters, mainstream media, Soros Murdoch, something. Shoot, I can't read it.
He must have handwriting like me.
Immigration. Pardon me?
He must have handwriting as bad as me. I was a waiter. In high school and college.
Mine's not much better, but I should have rewritten it for this by then. Okay, so the open borders immigrants, and in a lesson, I don't know, maybe I should whisper this one, but he said the only thing I can't say on air is swearing, so.
You can, if it's like, you can say Adam Schiff, that's a nice replacement word, or you can just say the first letter, maybe, I don't know, that's how.
I'm not swearing. It's just something it doesn't include all these people. I'll
just
put this one down for what I'm saying next, but a good portion of them. And so he wrote this down, school teachers.
Well, that's what's interesting, right? So, yeah, speaking of school teachers, think about it. These teachers' unions are so radical. They're so radical left, which makes you wonder why our younger generations have been so radicalized on some of this stuff.
And he wrote that school teacher unions, that's what he wrote. So, yeah.
Interesting. Well, that's a very interesting point because on CNN yesterday, and Chris, thanks for calling in. Thanks for calling back in on the phone lines. On CNN yesterday, Frank Luntz. That's his name, right? I think it's Frank Luntz. You know, the pollster. The guy's really good at polling. Luntz was on CNN, and he said this, when it comes to union support, how President Trump is doing incredibly well with union members. Are you hearing this, Butte America?
But I assure you that Donald Trump is doing better among the average union member, not teachers' unions and not the unions for government, but everybody else, the trades, the people working their hands. He's doing better among them than any Republican has done in decades. This is not going to be a problem for him. The union leadership is more divided from their membership. And the louder that it gets, the greater the divides are going to come. And in my focus groups, and this is remarkable to me, the union membership says they don't speak for me. And I've been doing this now since 1990. I've never had union people publicly say they don't speak for me.
Yeah, it's huge. It's huge. And I think we're seeing that here in Montana. We're seeing that with the election of Republican and Native American Jason Small tapped to be the executive secretary for the AFL-CIO. I think the working men and women want to see more support for Trump policies, for Tim Sheehy policies, and they're finally speaking out. But the government unions, the teachers unions, they're still so radical that they still can't come on board. Anyway, great insight. Let's go to Marilyn in Lolo. Marilyn, thanks for the call.
Hi. So a lot isn't being said about Kamala and Walz's connections to the Muslim Brotherhood. Levin did a whole show yesterday. He was just at top of his lungs. I'm sure you've heard it before.
That's why he's the great one.
Yeah, so he was talking about Kamala's national security advisor is Muslim Brotherhood. I mean, all of her connections. And then a gal named Nasreen Abbasi is in the White House office with Harris. And this guy, Walz, he endorsed Ilhan Omar, and he gave $100,000 of Minnesota tax dollars to this imam that's one of his favorites. He calls him his master teacher and says, I love seeing the world through the eyes of, to get understanding through my master teacher, this Muslim Brotherhood guy.
Yeah, this was the Muslim cleric that praised Hitler, right?
Yeah, exactly. And so, yeah, so Harris is all about closing the detention center. So Levin said, yeah, the terrorists will be just straight right put into your neighborhood instead of being vetted, you know, in one of these detention centers. And they just come right into your neighborhood. And apparently they're ramming through citizenship. They're cutting corners to get a bunch of these people, you know, citizenship so that they'll be legal to vote instead of vote illegally. And which they'll probably do that anyways also. But, yeah, all the connections that Kamala Harris has to the Muslim Brotherhood and testers for this, yes, he is.
He is, exactly. So many things we could talk about. I'm sorry we're out of time. Marilyn and Lolo, big meeting for the Missoula City Council today. I'm sure you heard about that. I was chatting with Sandy Vasica. They're trying to cut the budget. They're trying to cut the budget. All this is Missoula City Council and Missoula County Commissioners try to jump taxes another 19% on Missoulians. Crazy stuff.